Hi everyone, this is David House. I'm a computer researcher from Boston, Massachusetts, and I wanted to first introduce myself. I was born in Alabama in a very conservative household, and growing up with an Eagle Scout, and I never really had any big doubts about the U.S. government or about the fact that people's due process may be infringed upon. So going into this whole situation with the Growing Manics Report Network since last May, undergoing the bribery and surveillance of the U.S. government, and actually watching as my friend Bradley underwent severe emotional and physical devastation in confinement, all of this has been very jarring to me, this whole experience. So please bear with me as I lay out some details for you. I've been visiting Bradley on the break since last September, and him and I met very briefly in Boston early last year, and I went to visit him in September because there were not many people, not many friends that were willing to do so. And when I first visited him, I mean, he's a very bright-eyed, intelligent young man, very full of life. We had many conversations in September and October, but then getting into November, something started to change, almost like a light switch had been clicked off or something. I felt that maybe he had just been sleeping right before our meetings or something, or maybe he was just very tired because of the medications he was on. But around late November, his inability to really hold conversation the way he used to, the bags under his eyes that were constant from meeting to meeting, and his utter exhaustion was really indicative to me that something was going on. David Coombs and I talked a little bit in early December, and later that month I went to see Bradley in late December and asked him a little bit about his confinement after news had come out via Glenn Greenwald on Salon.com that he was indeed being held in solitary. And I hadn't really pressed Bradley before that point on his conditions. Again, I guess my naivete, assuming that the U.S. government wouldn't stoop to these ends in order to collectively pressure an individual, a young man like Bradley. But in December, I asked him, what's it like in here? Are you able to go outdoors? The Pentagon spokesperson, Colonel David LaFon, had said that you have access to newspapers and to exercise, and you can do calisthenics and running. Is any of this true? And Daniel Bradley kind of didn't believe that this would be the statement the Pentagon was releasing and that the brig was releasing. He said, we either, they're not telling the truth, or they have a great misunderstanding of the situation here. So going into January, I published that post on Firedog Lake where I talked a little bit about my experience with Bradley. And going into January, his condition kept getting worse. There was some physical trembling. I visited him in late January. As I said in a MSNBC interview in late January, there was a point at which he appeared almost catatonic and had very high difficulty carrying on face-to-face conversation, tired all the time and physically and mentally undergoing a very obvious and very extreme decay from his former self. So, again, for me, this has been like watching a really good friend succumb to an illness or something. This has been like watching someone get very sick. And I do not think that this is normal for people being held in confinement. I think that the conditions he's under, the POI order, which applies a selective pressure to him and keeps him locked up for 23 hours a day and denies him access to adequate exercise and denies him access to social interaction, I feel that this has really weighed on him to a high degree. I've done a little bit of learning about solitary and its effects based on this. As you can imagine, it's been a pretty emotional process, and I've been trying to find exactly what's been going on. And in doing so, I came across the closing arguments from a Guantanamo Bay trial by an attorney named Davis Fratt, who was defending, against his own wishes, a young man from Afghanistan who was alleged to have thrown a grenade that killed two U.S. soldiers. David Fratt, at the closing arguments of his client's trial, said that he did not believe his client had a fair trial or could have been given a fair trial because his client was kept in solitary confinement, and as David Fratt said,